These agreements ensure the iconic Big Three can still lead the world in quality and innovation.
The striking GM workers are heading back to the plants even as they prepare to vote on the deal. No ceasefire with Hamas, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Israel did not start this war. Israel did not want this war. But Israel will win this war.
He says Israel will not agree to a ceasefire with Hamas. The White House says it agrees. He was one of the most feared sluggers in baseball in the 1960s.
And along comes a jolly giant from Washington they call the Capital Punisher. Frank Howard just about puts them into orbit.
He did that some 382 times, mostly for the old expansion Washington Senators, the current Washington Nationals. Report that Frank Howard has died. He was 87 years old. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 25, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, snow likely 36.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back. on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show, our first of the season. Yes, it is basketball season as the Badgers get the exhibition season, if you will, cranked up on Wednesday night against UW-Stevens Point, 7 o'clock tip here at the Kohl Center, and then 1 week from tonight, it all starts with the games coming fast and furious right after that, as they always do. I say the season is about to start as we bring in the Badgers head coach. But you guys have been together for a while now with the practices, yeah. And even going back to the summer, would I be safe in assuming that everybody's itching to just get out there and play games with people watching and everything?
I think coaches and players alike, you know, I think you get to this point, Matt, where you the guys are getting, I don't want to say tired, but it does become a little where you want to put what you've worked on to use and get out and play. So it'll be good for Wednesday night to get here. And for us, too, as coaches, just a standpoint of trying to still evaluate. You know, we've got a lot of players that are in the mix, and I want to see how they perform under the lights. I've seen a lot of really good things in practice, but you have to translate that to a game atmosphere, and we'll get to do that again on Wednesday.
It's a nice thing to be able to say you got a lot of players in the mix. You've got depth, which wasn't exactly a luxury a year ago.
Yeah, no, I think just the guys that have returned have all taken jumps and gotten better. Obviously, via the portal, AJ Storr arrived, and he's been a really good fit. And then our freshmen too have both have all really had moments. So it's competitive in practice. What you want as a coach, you want, you know, nobody can get complacent, nobody can relax. You have to perform every day, and it's led to really good practices, and hopefully that keeps pushing our bar as a team.
It's a long time ago that practices started, the formal practices, October 15th. There were the Midnight Madness things going on across the country. That was a long time ago. But it is a long camp, and there are X number of off days. In recent years, you guys feel like you got a system down of, you know, when to get them off their feet and when to be able to get some good work in to get ready for the grind of the season.
Yeah, there's a balance you have to try to find there, and I think having so many returners and a veteran team that you can maybe run a little faster earlier in these practices than what normally, if you had a lot of turnover or a lot of new guys, because they understand what we're about and what we want. So we have been able to put quite a bit in, you know, and probably are a little further down the road than what we normally are. But there is, you find that balance between, you know, we went June and July and a little bit in August and then come back in September and started September, I think, 25th with official practice. So it does, you know, you just be very cautious. But at the same time, when it's time to really grind them and push on them hard, we've been able to do that. But now I know they'll like the rhythm of the games coming here soon.
Every year, no matter the sport, those of us who don't see these guys every day in the off season, you know, there's always a few that really, we turn our heads, their bodies change, they get more muscle on them, you know, like Connor Asijan, he's got a little bit of, you know, got some muscle on those arms now, and Chucky Hepburn has dropped weight. I know Jim Snyder, I was teasing him, said, Jim, you're really good at this, you know, the social media thing. I know how much he likes doing it as I roll my eyes, but the combination between what you do in the weight room and the conditioning and what you put into your body. And they've talked about that with Chucky. They've, you know, they've been able to tailor some things for him, and it's paying dividends, isn't it?
It is. And I think the most important thing is the commitment that the athlete makes, you know, and for Chucky's case, that was a commitment. He didn't start in September. You know, he started that a year ago in September, just knowing he wanted to continue to change his body for the better and find the optimal weight and body composition he wanted to play at. So that's been, it's usually through the first 2 years for most players, it's a moving target. Everybody thinks get big, and sometimes get big becomes too big. So for Chucky, he's trying to find where he's the quickest. The endurance component was a big factor of him trying to be able to play harder for longer periods of time. So all those things, and you have other ends of the spectrum where guys are trying to, you know, with basketball, it's much more sport specific training. You know, years ago, yeah, we squatted all you could, and it was, I don't want to say squat fest, but it was you know, it was just, yeah, how much weight can we throw on the bench? And that really, the science behind it has really changed in the last, you know, 10 years to really make you more mobile, more athletic, more basketball specific. And we train that way too. That's why we've changed a lot of the stuff we've done on the Hill to make it more basketball relative to how the game is played these days.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. That has changed quite a bit from the Platteville or even your early years here, right?
Yeah, we've changed it to more basketball explosive type movement.
On tonight's show, we'll visit a bit later with Brian Butch, who'll be our primary color analyst this season. And we're also going to talk with a couple of the guys here, Nolan Winter, one of the newer faces, and Max Klesman, veteran guy, his second year. I talked to Max about this. I want to get your thoughts of just year two for him here. I mean, he's been in college for a while, but he does feel like that veteran. It's been fun to watch even in practices where he's helping the younger guys, getting them lined up. He's everything, it seems like, that you thought he would be, and maybe a little bit better than that even.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that he's – and what I've watched is – and you really started to see it come towards the end of last year where the confidence level grew, and I think there was probably some self-doubt early, you know, jumping from – even though Wofford's a good program, this is a different level. It's a different animal. I think that maybe there was a little self-doubt. Do I belong at this level early last year? And the only way to get through that is you play your way through it. And I thought he did that. And you just watch the confidence grow down the stretch last year, and then what he's done here in the offseason of changing his body too and getting a little leaner. But the voice, you know, just how he's taken ownership and leader in a leadership role. He's definitely, you can only do that when you have confidence in yourself, because you can't tell everybody else what to do when you're not pulling your weight yourself. But now that he's established and has that confidence in his own game, he's able to translate that to his teammates.
To go in a few minutes, and I haven't talked specifically about Tyler Wall, it's probably worth reminding fans and those who are the most loyal Badger fans, you know that he had to play through a lot of stuff last year. I mean, he would get off to a really good start and then had the injury a couple of days after, you know, or early January, I should say. He's got to feel like a free man. A chance to heal up, have a great summer, and just turn it loose this year.
Yeah, and you can tell it just watching him, how he plays. You know, the injury obviously was one thing with the ankle, but I think also mentally, just when he did come back, he was not the same. That wore on him mentally. So it's been a relief for him to feel healthy and nothing hurts right now. It all feels good, and he's bigger and stronger, but mentally too, you can tell he doesn't have that weight over the top of him, so to speak, of that he can perform at the level that he wants to. And he's been really good. I mean, he's really been dominant in practice, which you should be as a fifth-year senior with his ability, which has been good to see. And he's got a confidence and a maturity to him now that is really helping our younger guys, I think. And he's also has not been bashful to take it right at the younger guys and kind of put them in their place, which is also good, too. It's been very, very competitive.
It says something about the culture here, Greg, and people who are paying attention to college basketball should take notice here specifically, because we all know we're in a different era right now. We're in a different landscape with the portal and all this stuff. You know, there was one who moved on, Jordan, and we wish him all the best. But you had a lot of guys who maybe could have and didn't, and they want to stay here. They want to finish what they've started here. It's not something that maybe you guys go out and, you know, get a bullhorn and tell people about. Maybe you don't have to, but it just says something about how these guys like each other. Max talked about that. You get along, the chemistry, and you've always thought that matters a ton at this level, doesn't it?
No doubt. I think our best teams have always been our oldest teams, our most mature teams for the most part. And obviously talent has something to do with that, but of being a good team. But retention was probably a word I said the most through the spring and late last winter. Through the summer, that we knew if we could, you know, these guys would all stick together and grow through this. There's very few years, maybe never, that we haven't had a senior graduate and be out of eligibility other than last year. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have an opportunity to have all these guys back and not just having them back, but them having the desire and the want to get better. It wasn't just a matter of coming back. We had to all get better, even the returners. Everybody talks about the newcomers with AJ and the freshmen, but our returners had to take a jump, and they all have. They've all improved their games and improved their bodies in various ways. But that commitment to each other, you mentioned, Matt, was really important for us to get through the off season. And they've got their sights set high, which they should. This is a really good team that I think has a lot of potential, but you have to go play. And now we're getting to the point where they're going to have in front of them why they came back and why they wanted to do this to go see how good a team they can be.
Stevens Point comes in here Wednesday night. Then 1 week from tonight, Arkansas State, as the regular season will begin here at the Kohl Center. We have much more to come. We'll have more of the Greg Gard Show in 3 minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader. Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home a brighter, updated look. Menards has all in-stock pendant lights on sale and ready to take home. The Giona pendant light is $44.49 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. In a bit, we'll check in with Badgers freshman Nolan Winter, as well as one of the vets, Max Klesmet, and also Brian Butch will join us here a bit later as well. Our next segment with Coach Gard, you had everybody had these secret scrimmages, and I put that in air quotes. There are limitations obviously involved with who can go and watch and all of that stuff, but the thing is, in talking with you guys as coaches, they're really valuable days because you're up against a team that knows what it's doing, real good program. And for both programs, you can get a lot done in these settings, can't you?
Yeah, I think it's anytime you can get, I guess, quasi under the lights, when it's not a controlled environment. Yes, it is. We've always kind of played it as a game, maybe three different segments, but broken it down and turned it into actual, you know, scoreboard running, referee, everything, referees there from the Big Ten. So we're able to get a good look and, you know, play different guys in different combinations. And Northern Iowa's going to have a good team. They're going to be, you know, they're top of the valley or one or two picked. So for us, it was also a chance to play, you know, a veteran team and them. So I wish we could do more of them. You know, we're limited to two, either, you know, two close scrimmages, two exhibitions, or one of each, and we do obviously the one of each. I wish we could do more of these opportunities. That's something I'm banging on that drum with the NCAA, but I think it's just, it's good to see other jerseys, see and have to react to, you know, a lot of times, and you can get a little bit of a rhythm of practice where you can kind of anticipate what's coming. You know your teammates pretty well, but the game atmosphere forces decision making on the fly that a coach can't always intervene, and it's a little more, there's a little more consequence to the right or wrong decision in a game atmosphere. So it was good. You know, we're down in Platteville and Bo Ryan Court. That man, the facilities there have gotten terrific.
Pretty impressive,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's really impressive with what they've done just campus wide of how that's grown so much in the, you know, 27 years, I guess, since I've been there. The time flies when you're having fun. But
you still had great recommendations when I was down there for football camp. So much appreciated, by the way.
Well,
good spots.
We keep up to date on the spots down there. And
good
stuff.
Restaurants. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
What you said before, it makes perfect sense, which I guess the cynic in me says, that's probably why it's not going to happen anytime soon. Because the exhibition game, the Guarding Against Cancer game, Wednesday night against Stevens Point, that's been great to get, you know, the other schools in the state involved, the close scrimmage. You know, there's a lot of spotlight now with the money to raise money for relief to those affected by the hurricane. And in Maui, you get a Kansas, Illinois, you get a, you know, Michigan State, Tennessee. Your non-conference schedule is tough enough anyway, but is that what you're talking about? If you could get something like that in addition to what you already have?
Or just even a close scrimmage against more teams. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what is the right combination? I don't know. I mean, we can throw numbers at the wall all day. Is there five opportunities? You know, now we only get two. Do you do three close scrimmages, two exhibitions, combination where thereof? I mean, I think you could probably have to put somewhat of a cap on it from an exhibition standpoint just because of a cost containment. You know, obviously tickets, fans, those things. I don't know. I've never been able to get an answer of why two. What's magical about two? And with, you know, you're allowed 30 practice opportunities with your team in a 42-day window, and those would count as part of the 30, just like they do now. Two of them, and we get 28 actual practices, and two of those 30 are the outside competition. So I just think it's, you're going to be practicing anyway. Why not go against somebody else that, you know, you can learn a lot more from that than, maybe not early, but as you get to this time and in the last couple of weeks, have more of those opportunities where you can get a chance to see how your guys respond and react, and it puts you a little further down the road faster in terms of your development.
It's part of the beauty of what you guys started, you and Coach Ryan, by getting the other teams, other programs in the state. Because way back when there were more exhibitions and it was kind of guys rolling in the van and, you know, just playing basketball. But in the case this year of UW-Stevens Point, Ken Dernbach is back. He was an associate head coach over there for a time, last 6 years at lacrosse. They know what they're doing. That's the one thing that if it's Platteville, if it's Whitewater, whoever, you're up against other programs that know what they want to be.
Yeah, they're preparing for a season. There's organization. There's a system on both ends. And I think the other thing, it's so good for the state, you know, and I get that compliment a lot. Like, we're the only school in the state of the four Division Ones that gives opportunities to in-state schools every single year. Then I think, you know, Wednesday night will be a spotlight on basketball in the state and a multitude of levels. Division III is an awesome level of basketball, and I convey that to people that I talk to that are looking at colleges that maybe are wondering, can they play in Division I? I said, don't discredit the other levels, because there's good basketball doesn't know any level. It's everywhere. And obviously I live that league and have an affection for it just because it's I feel, you know, the best Division III league in the country. And So there's a lot to be gained from it, but I think it obviously helps with the mission of guarding against cancer. And we'll have people here from the Stevens Point area, from the three organizations we gave to back in September. Also some patients and some caregivers from up in that area that'll be here Wednesday night. But also, like I said, it puts a focus on basketball in the state of Wisconsin, you know, much like our games against Marquette every year. And anytime you can promote and help grow the game here in your home state, that's a good thing to do.
And the GAC connection, as you said, that's just been awesome. And we talk about that at various times during a basketball season for all the obvious reasons. That has to be really uplifting for you and Michelle to see the outpouring of support, people really getting behind this effort.
Yeah, I mean, the support we've gotten over the last, we'll turn seven here in a little over a month in mid-December, in terms of the organization itself, but it's the support of the people across the state that have jumped behind this. I think when this, you know, came to fruition, you know, not quite 7 years ago, it was in a therapeutic type of mode for ourselves with my dad. Actually, ironically, he passed away today, eight years ago. So but now what we've watched is this organization has become therapeutic for others that are going through it, and listening to people talking about their stories, sharing our story that our family has gone through. I watched how people have been able to help us early in this initiative, and now thankfully we're able to help a lot of other people that they can lean in a little bit. And it's, the financial support is awesome, but I think anytime anybody that's going through a cancer battle or has gone through one, know that the time and the presence of other people is the most important thing, and that's what we try to do.
Yeah, spotlight on basketball, spotlight on things much bigger than basketball Wednesday night when the Badgers take on Stevens Point. A couple of minutes left. I'd be remiss if I did not bring up the name of Michael Finley. I think some people around probably have known, but it was announced today that Mr. Finley will be the commencement speaker this December. Just the latest in a opportunity for some people to touch base with one of the greatest to ever play basketball here, and maybe as respected as any athlete who has come through right here. That's pretty cool. But Michael back in town in
it
December.
It is. To have him back, hopefully off to we're kind of quasi on a little break. I think whether we'll practice around that time or not, but we'll definitely, anytime he gets back in town, get him in front of our guys and the team and give him a little chance, hopefully, to say a few words to them as well. And obviously great for the graduates here in December and everybody that's going to be at graduation here in the Kohl Center then to hear him, because I'm sure he's talking about a guy that's done well for himself.
Cool.
I mean, he's come from not starting on his high school team to being one of the greatest ever here, and obviously has had an awesome NBA career, and now is the front office. So, like I said, and has been very instrumental too in helping Coach Moore and his family with everything that they've gone through. So it'll be good to see Mike here in a couple months.
Yeah, he has such a presence about him. As you mentioned, very high position with the Dallas Mavericks, but yeah, he came here as a skinny kid and left here as talented, as productive a player as this institution has had. And there's a presence about him that you can't help but notice. So there's a lot of other things we can get into. There are rules tweaks this year, legal guarding position, your non-conference schedule, which is somewhere between tough and ridiculous. So is it Vander Wettering? Do we blame him? But only for so much. Some of that's a sign, though, right?
Yeah, it is. Some of it's a sign. Some of it's intentional. Yeah, Mark is risking unemployment if things don't go well. But no, some of it's intentional that I think this team wants to be challenged, needs to be challenged. Some of it is through the course of return games with Tennessee, obviously the Gavitt Cup going to Providence, the annual game with Marquette, but it'll be fun. I'm excited for it to get going, first and foremost for Wednesday night.
Yeah, let's get it going. 7 o'clock tip, the Badgers and Stevens Point Wednesday night here at the Kohl Center. Coming up, we'll check in with one of the newcomers, Nolan Winter, and one of the veterans, Max Klesman, as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, man.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and LDirectorsCup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Continuing on with the Greg Gard Radio Show, exhibition season upon us, and then the regular season begins, and it's all rapid fire from there as we visit with Badgers freshman Nolan Winter. The first thing when I knew they were recruiting you, I thought, Lakeville North, wow. it continues, Tyler, and obviously Nate Reavers before. So I just got to ask you, I mean, that program has been really good for a while. Why is Lakeville North so good?
Yeah, you know, Lakeville North, under head coach John Oxon, there's Tyler right there. John Oxon's been a really good mentor and coach. He's really prepared us all. Obviously, it helps that we're all tall. Not much he could do about that, but no. Lakeville North program, like just the program as a whole, I think it's a lot like Wisconsin. Winning tradition, culture, everything about it. So honestly, it was an easy transition for all of us to get over here. And it's a great choice. I've been loving it here so far. So I couldn't ask for anything more.
So how much did you watch of Tyler and of Nate Reavers, things that you picked up about how they went about their business?
Yeah, growing up, I kind of idolized like Nathan Reavers and them going to the games. Tyler, I was a little older, so I wouldn't say I idolized him. But
never admitted it.
No, Tyler's great. Obviously watched him a lot, made his state run. I mean, it's just been great to watch him, and now being able to compete with Tyler. Didn't get to do that in high school, so just kind of learning from him. It's been great. It's just awesome.
I always ask freshmen when they come in, or any newcomer, if it's a transfer like AJ, Max a year ago, the adjustments from one school to another, and most of through the years have said defensively,
yeah,
the rules and what's right. expected. You're nodding your head, yeah. So you're going through that yourself right now.
Yeah, I'm learning a ton every day. I'm Wisconsin, obviously, kind of heart and souls in the defensive end. So learning all the little maneuvers and where you need to be, it's been a little stepping stone for me, but it's been good for me. Learned a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
We've nobody who's watched you the red white scrimmage or whatever. You can't miss your shooting touch. It's a good shooting touch. Take us through that as you have developed that part of your game here.
Yeah, ever since I was like young, I really wasn't the tallest person. Obviously now I'm up to 7 foot, but growing up I was kind of a point guard, so I think that really did help me with my shooting touch and my ball handling. I ran point guard a lot through even high school to like junior year. So getting kind of having that shooting touch with me in the form, just all the little techniques, it's really helped me to kind of carry on now. I'm 7 foot and big now. Being able to have some guard-like skills has been really good for me, so I'm glad that I wasn't always the tallest, I guess.
Absolutely. No, it works. So Brian Butch does a lot of the games with us, we'll be doing a lot of games with us. He played here. He's a big. Mm-hmm. And I asked, he has his welcome to the Big Ten moment, which usually in practice, you'll have those in games. And there was a veteran guy who would kind of knock him around a little bit. You've had yours, I assume, welcome to college moment?
No, for sure. I mean, Stephen Crowell, being able to battle with him every day in the paint, you know, some days I go home questioning if I still want to play basketball. I'm just fine. But, no, Stephen, he's been a great person for me to have around. And, we go at it day to day, me, him, Tyler, all in the post. And, obviously, they get the best of me some days. I mean, I can hold my ground, though, but they're just veterans. I mean, year five for Tyler and Steven's year four. So just being able to battle with them, it's been good for me.
We mentioned the Lakeville North, and there's that school specifically, but a lot of Minnesota guys, obviously, have come down here through the years. Your dad played for the Gophers. Your mom was a volleyball player. We know there is that Lakeville North connection, but did you get a lot of grief from the Gopher folks, or not the program people, but the fans in general when they knew you were coming down here?
Yeah, I didn't look too much into the social media aspect of it. Obviously, I knew I was going to get a lot of hate from the Minnesota fans and the kind of telling me how I betrayed my family and all that. But, I mean, I knew my parents really were fully on my side with my decision. And as long as they were, I was going to be happy, and I really didn't care about the outside noise. So I was going to just keep my head down, and I knew my parents were going to be right there with me. So, I mean, yeah, we got through it together. I kind of tuned them out, but I know some people aren't too happy, but it's whatever.
Having parents who were athletes, though, I mean, I've talked with football guys, too. There are just conversations you can have. I mean, you always want to be able to have that option, but they know what you're going through, right? Social media maybe wasn't around then, but they have an idea. So I would imagine that's pretty priceless for you.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I mean, growing up, getting recruited with them, just kind of asking them questions, just having them by my side, telling me what to do, what not to do. It's been a real blessing just to have them kind of walk the same paths that I have, especially my dad with the basketball and everything. Just telling me every day little tips and just things in life. I mean, not even on the court, just life away from basketball, social media, just kind of being smart. It's been huge for me, and I couldn't be more thankful.
That's Badgers freshman big man Nolan Winter. We go from a rookie to one of the more veteran players in college basketball, specifically Max Klesmont, the junior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, the transfer from Wofford. He is now in year number two with the Wisconsin Badgers. Last season, he averaged 8.5 points per game, saved some of his best scoring outings for the stretch drive of the season. But his value goes beyond that. His toughness, his leadership ability, being fundamentally sound, and yeah, he can score as well. I asked Max how he feels different going into year two in the Big Ten Conference.
Just a sense of having that year in the Big Ten under your belt just helps your mindset going into this year, knowing you can play at that level and you want to do it for your teammates in your home state. So I think it makes it easier for me to have a group of guys like we do in the locker room to just try and go and play your hardest you can every game. But like you had alluded to, having that year experience, like I mentioned, playing guys at a super high level every night, you know what I mean? There's not a night off in the Big Ten, obviously. So just having that experience having guys like Tyler that, you know, have 4 years of it. Chucky, who's got 3 years of it now. Steve, that's got three years of it. Just relying on those guys, your older guys, and trusting one another throughout the whole thing.
It's one thing, you're watching you guys here in camp or even over the summer. You mentioned the returning players, and I don't think anybody has more in terms of productivity than the Badgers do. That and some of the newer faces, I would guess, I'm not going to say last year's practices weren't competitive, because they are. They're always competitive, but it seems like even more competition now as guys are fighting for minutes.
For sure, for sure. That's one thing that we want to take a huge leap in this offseason. Just in general this year was, you know, our competitive nature with one another on the court, you know, in the weight room, whether we're running the hill, in the classroom, doing things like that. And it's easy when you got a great group of young guys, transfer that comes in, who want to compete and play at a high level and win every game as well. So, you know, like you said, just having that same approach, the same mindset, coming in every day at practice, you know, we're going to compete. We're going to compete hard against each other. But then once you get off the court, you know, you're off outside of those lines. It's a brotherhood. Everybody loves one another. And I think we got the best in terms of teams in the locker room. I think we got one of the best in the Big Ten in the country for sure.
It's one of the things that Coach Gard has always talked about. The best teams here get along, you know, and you can hear in the pro game where it maybe isn't that way, but here at the University of Wisconsin, it seems to be, and I guess it better be, right? Because as much as time as you guys in the summer workouts, training camps before the first game here, it seems endless. You better be able to get along, right?
Right, yeah. You spend enough time with each other, you better find a way to like one another. But, no, like you said, I think it's just a ton of like-minded guys on one squad that have the same goal and hit the same things in common with one another. Just their ability to come in, compete with one another every day, to grab the best out of every guy that's next to them, knowing that each guy's got your back. It's everybody having that same mindset, that same approach to practice and whatever we do going forward, that I think is really going to help this team out.
One of the things that are fun to watch in practice is guys who've been around a little bit helping out the younger guys. It's almost like a player coach role. I've noticed you've done that too, because you got some new guys here. Defensive concepts, rules are probably a little different, certainly the emphasis. That seems like that's something you embrace, right?
For sure. I mean, I love trying to be a little bit of a player coach myself. That's my aspiration, is to be a coach, stick around with it one day. But, you know, I had that feeling as a freshman where I was before, and then, you know, being the transfer coming into a new environment. So I can kind of relate to both those situations a little bit, and I know how it feels to have a lot being thrown at you, and you just feel like, you know, the roof's caving in sometimes and you don't have enough time to figure it all out. But, you know, like I had alluded to before, having this older group with us with experience and everything, I think we do a pretty good job taking in those younger guys, and they've done a great job soaking it all up and listening to everything that we've tried saying and the coaches have said too. So I think it's just an attribute to, like, this whole team, like I said, being on that same wavelength, same mindset, and just trying to help each other out, being the best team we can be.
As much as there is the one day at a time mentality that you have to have, I can't ask you details about the secret scrimmage, but that breaks things up a little bit.
Yeah.
As the exhibition, as the season gets closer, you start to take a peek, saying, hey, it's finally about to happen.
For sure. Yeah, my mom's always sending me the, like, 10, 11 days left until the season that we always post on Instagram or whatever, so it's exciting. You know, you're looking forward to it, but like you said, trying to keep that mindset of having the one game at a time, one thing at a time approach. But, I mean, like you said, you know, there was good things that happened in the scrimmages, stuff that went really well, stuff that we got to clean up and work like always. But, you know, we'll continue to improve to get better, and we look forward to getting the season started here.
Look forward to watching. That's Max Klesman. We'll take a break. More of the Coach Gard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Block him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court,
the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, our first of the season, joined now by my new partner, Brian Butch. You know him. You've seen him. You've heard him on the air. You watched him as a player, and it's going to be a lot of fun here this year. I'm just glad you're going to be slumming with us, Brian. I really appreciate that.
No, I don't know about that. We'll see what you say at the end of the year, all right? So it's nice to say it now, but what are you going to say at the end? But no, I'm so excited for this opportunity to be back here, to be part of the program this way. It's special. It always has been special. This place is special. The way they do things is special. And now being able to sit next to you, bring some joy. Talk the game a little bit, have some fun, and we'll hopefully see a lot of wins this year.
Careful what you wish for. That who you're sitting with. I don't know. I'll circle back to you on that. Come March. This is a team, and we've been able to watch these guys here a little bit in training camp, and had a chance to watch them over the summer. It seems pretty intriguing right now with this team. What excites you about this team as they get ready for their season?
Experience. That's the first. Like, you have to know how to win. You have to know what the battles are, especially in the Big Ten. That's the first thing. But then there's little pieces throughout the whole team that excite me. Like, Steve Kroll, what kind of development does he have? Does he take the next step? AJ, is he going to be able to take the next step? Transfers in from St. John, but does he give this team just a little bit more of an athletic ability as far as getting to the rim? Maybe some more offensive rebounds. Defensively, can he cover up some things? I think you look at the next stage of Connor. What does he do to develop? Obviously, a really good first year. What does he do and take the next step? Because obviously, you look at what he's done defensively. He's moved up. All right, so every team's going to scheme for him. And how do you guard him? What does Chucky do? Chucky's done a great job of taking care of his body, owning that, getting a little bit slimmer. How does that affect his play? Quickness is a big deal when you talk about Big Ten basketball. That first step of what he has to do to be able to get through, play off the pick and roll, turn that corner. Now all of a sudden, defensive have to help. Boom, you've got Connor one side that's going to hit a three. You got guys all over the place. Spacing is deadly. And when you're quicker, you create more spacing because defenses has to collapse and really find ways of doing that. So those are a couple things. Yeah. But this team, the potential is there, and the adjustments that they've done during the offseason, it's really exciting to see who's going to take that step forward because they've all done the right things in the offseason.
One of the newer faces who seems to be getting people's attention, when I say people, the coaching staff, is Nolan Winter. I know you like talking about bigs. Here's a big who seems like he can do a lot of different things, not just down low, but he can step outside too, right?
And you're talking a lot of offensive line talk on the football side. We're going to talk a lot of bigs on the basketball side, all right?
So every time
there's a big think that gets a three, you're going to get a tap on the shoulder. All the if Tausch can do it, I'm going to get away with it, all right? But I love what Nolan has done as far as a young player. And his approach of Steven is beating me up. It is the right approach, because I lived it with Mike Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. It's been the way that bigs have grown here, and he's embraced it, but then he's taken it and taken the step forward. And I think that's the thing that excites me so much, is he understands what it is, but he's found ways to improve quickly. And, you know, even during the red-white scrimmage, you saw what he was able to do. Every time at practice, he's getting better by learning what he can do and what he can't do. Mm-hmm. And then kind of, you know, that next practice out, he's then learning what he can't do and trying to find ways to make that work. And I think that's the biggest thing. He's much more older than his age.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think that he's experienced as far as just understanding the game for where he's at. And I think that's the exciting part. Mm-hmm. And I always think it's always been Wisconsin basketball, but having the bigs go against each other and having experienced bigs teach the younger bigs, it just, there's so much value in that. And I know people talk about it, but going through it and seeing them kind of make those adjustments from day to day is the exciting part. And Nolan's doing that. Sometimes it's not day to day with the bigs. Sometimes it's week to week.
Sure.
Nolan's day to day. And I think that's the thing that's so fun about him.
We're a long way away from league play. Actually, not that long, because Michigan State is an early December game and Purdue is the last game of the regular season down at Mackey Arena. But on paper, whatever that's worth, or on our iPads, however we were reading up on teams, those two seem to be the best two. A, do you agree with that? And B, is there maybe a team there that might be not, we'll exclude Wisconsin from here. Is there a team maybe laying in the weeds that people aren't talking about that maybe we will be?
I do agree with Purdue and Michigan State. I think we talk a lot about experience. Well,
yep.
They're young guards at Purdue. They got experience last year, and Zach Edey's back. So that experience is a big thing for Purdue. Michigan State, same thing. Now, I think when you look at Michigan State, I think Malik Hall is going to be a big part of what they have to do. He's got to play really well for them. So there's more question mark there. I know a lot of people are high on Michigan State. You know they're going to be tough. You know they're going to defend. They've got the experience with guard play. But what are they going to get in the big, you know, position? That, to me, is as much as everyone loves Michigan State, not 100% still. I think they're going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But can they compete with Purdue right now? That's a big question that I have, just because of what happens in that area.
Sure.
And I think that'll be the very, you know, the interesting thing. Two teams that I think are going to be very intriguing, Maryland,
yep,
because they have guard play. And then you look at what Reese has done and his growth. I think that he's going to take another step. And then Indiana. Indiana is a big old question mark, because they have so many new players. But there's a lot of talent there. And talent always wins games. Now, can they put it all together? That's the question mark I have with Indiana. I think those two are the ones that I look at. And then obviously Wisconsin. I don't think enough people are talking about Wisconsin. And I think everybody here is fine with that. That's fine.
I was going to say, that's a perfect world. How much were people talking about you guys going into your Big Ten championship season? Because you'd had the 30-win season a year before, and you get hurt late. I'm thinking you probably still weren't top of mind, right? Because it's almost always, when in doubt, Sparty, right? That's just how it works.
Well, that's how it was. It was Michigan State and then Indiana with DJ White and that group.
Yeah.
And we were fine with it, because in the end, we knew what we needed to do. We needed to work. Now, it took some big wins throughout the season, a big win at Texas, some of those situations to kind of get us all to believe we were as good as what we were playing like. The best thing is, this team has those same challenges in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a road test at Arizona. They've got a tough non-conference game against Providence. They've got a home game against, Tennessee, Marquette, all here at the Kohl Center. So those challenges and growth opportunities and belief opportunities are right in front of them. And I think that's the exciting thing. They know where they're at. They know how good they are. But then the challenges that can prove it to them, because you need to win. No matter what, you can feel good about going the season, but you need to get some of those marquee wins,
yeah,
for everybody to believe and be bought in. I think that the schedule sets up perfect. Now, Coach Gard won't say it sets up perfect, because it's really tough. But for a locker room, that's what you want. You want to compete.
Right.
And that's what they have in front of them, opportunities to compete and find out who they are. There's going to be ups and downs. That's the reality of college basketball nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have 32, 33, like, those are really tough, especially the way the schedule is built, and it will continue to be that way. However, the challenges that are in front of them are really, really good tests. And I think everyone in the locker room is really excited for those tests that are ahead.
In the long preseason, finally about to end, exhibition game coming up on Wednesday, and then for real, and it comes at you fast and furious. We're going to have some fun here, aren't we?
We are going to have some fun. And I'm just excited that I get to sit next to you and watch these kids. And I say kids because they're 18, 22-year-old kids. But, you know, this is what makes it great. College basketball is an opportunity for them to go out and show what they've done during the offseason, and it's right around the corner.
All right. Likewise, looking forward to sitting next to you. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. That's Brian Butch, and we're back in just a moment as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million. We thank Coach Gard as well as Brian Butch and Badger current players Nolan Winter and Max Klesmit for joining us tonight. We get it rolling on Wednesday night at the Kohl Center. Butchie and I will get things started with the pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock. Tip time set for 7 o'clock for the Badgers and UW Stevens Point in the annual Guarding Against Cancer game. And then 1 week from tonight, the regular season begins. You got Arkansas State 1 week from tonight. And then coming up at the end of the work week, a few days later, the Tennessee Volunteers come to town. Ready for some fun this season, and we'll get it started on Wednesday night. We'll talk to you then on the Badger Sports Network.
You
been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a ceasefire in the Gaza war will not happen, as it would be to surrender to Hamas.
Today we draw a line between the forces of civilization.